but there are other dimensions to autism as well. And one of these is overstimulation. So people that are autistic are very, very sensitive to noise, they're very, very sensitive to smell, they're hypersensitive. How does that help you solve problems? On the one hand, yes, it is good to solve a problem, to be able to utterly, utterly focus on the one thing and blot everything else out that's irrelevant. But on the other hand, if you can't blot everything else out, if you are autistic and you are incapable of blocking out noise, you are incapable of blocking out extraneous stuff, then you may perceive things and perceive their relevance. So you have this difference whereby, on the one hand, a person who is a normal type 2 thinker, of course they notice little details. If you tell them to find the grey-haired woman in the crowd, they will find the grey-haired woman in the crowd. Whereas the person who is highly intelligent and high in autism will also be able to find the grey-haired woman in the crowd, but he will also notice other things that are happening in the crowd. There's an element to which being high in this autism trait allows you to better perceive the bigger picture and allows you therefore to solve problems.